I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
It's one of the most lovely musicals of all time, and it's on stage now at the Westchester Broadway Theater. The exciting tap dance extravaganza, Anything Goes. With music by the one and only Cole Porter, Anything Goes is the first-class bon voyage story of a brassy nightclub singer, a starry-eyed stowaway, and Public Enemy number 13, all aboard a transatlantic luxury liner bound for excitement, romance, and laughter.
You're the top.
This high seas hit features incredible choreography with wall-to-wall tap dancing, and Cole Porter's outstanding score includes some of Broadway's most memorable hits, like You're the Top, I Get a Kick Out of You, and the all-time classic It's the Lovely. You'll be sailing away with this true Broadway classic, and before every show, you'll enjoy a delicious served dinner with a choice of six entrees, all for just $89. Or make show-only reservations for just $55. Call the box office at 914-592-2222 or just go online to BroadwayTheater.com. Hey, don't settle for less. Get so much more right next door with our full steam ahead production of Cole Porter's Anything Goes, now on stage at the Westchester Broadway Theater.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Matinee Monday here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm here with Tracy Timmons, and we are at backstage at the Westchester Broadway Theater. We just got an opportunity to sit and enjoy the matinee of Anything Goes. Tracy was here for opening night while I was in Nevada, and we came back, so I got an opportunity to see the show and really, really enjoy myself. And we have some of the cast members here. I'm going to have Tracy introduce everybody because she has everybody's backgrounds and bios. And then we're going to start talking.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to give bio information. I'm just going to tell you who's here and let them talk. So we have Jackie Ray, the beautiful young lady who played Hope Harcourt. We have Zach Trimmer, the very talented young man who played Billy Crocker. And Bob Walton, the incredibly funny Eli Whitney.
And Zach Trimmer, we are welcoming back to Word of Mom Radio, because for those of you who have been here in our matinee Mondays, you know this is one of my all-time favorite leading men. And so we're going to start out with him, and I have to say that I was so excited when I saw that it was you that was going to be here. And your voice, you have the loveliest voice, and it is just this effortless beauty to it where I've never heard you in all the parts that I have heard you do, in all the roles I've heard you play, I've never heard you reach for a note.
Oh, thanks.
You know?
Yeah, like I said, if it sounds effortless, I fooled you.
So, you know what? We're starting off with you, so give us some background for people who haven't had the opportunity to hear you sing.
Oh, sure. I actually started singing pretty late, kind of at the end of high school. I was a musician growing up, and I didn't know that I could until I was 16, 17.
Wow.
I know a lot of people start when they're babies, and you know that's how they communicate their music, but I didn't know. So it was kind of a new thing I was discovering, and moved to New York a year and a half later, and have been kind of trying to ride that wave and make it work for my profession. So it was kind of unexpected, but a lot of the voice, I guess, that I have was kind of me discovering how to do it as it came. You know, I never really trained that much. It was kind of just learning on the job. So I'm happy that it sounds okay.
Oh, it does. So what's it like for you? Anything Goes. I mean, it's such kind of iconic music, and even people that aren't involved in theater know so many of the songs that come from this. What was it like getting a chance to sing this music?
Yeah, I was one of the few people that wasn't extremely familiar. I obviously knew the standards, but the show in general, the structure of it, the plot, like how everything fit together. So I was also, it was newer to me than I think it would be to most. So getting to discover it and be able to sing it was amazing. And I'm happy that there are two different versions, and or I guess three or four now.
Yeah.
But we did the 1987 keys for my song, so they were a little bit higher, a little floatier, and I really get to sink into it. So I was happy that we did that. It's been really, really awesome. The first music rehearsal was exciting to know that you get to perform this, you know, 5 to 8 times a week. It was great.
Yeah, those are higher keys. You know, I did the 1962 version, I think, way, way back, so I thought maybe the Billy stuff was higher.
Yeah, and the recent revival was like a step lower, so it's nice to be able to go back to that version and do the Howard McGillin keys, because I love his voice so much. Studying up on the show, I got to listen to it and really learn to respect it, so It was awesome.
That's great. Did you have dance training before you were 16, or is that new for you,
too? I took about 6 months before I moved to New York, and then I just kind of learned backstage, and tap kind of came naturally in a way as much as it can, and so I learned backstage with friends who were kind enough to help me, who were in the show, who knew tap, and I wanted to learn, and we kind of learned backstage. Yeah.
That's incredible, because I was late to it, because I didn't start dancing until I was 9. Like, most dancers started when they were, like, 3, right?
Yeah.
And so I think we hate
that's
you just
why,
a little
that's
bit.
That's why I thought I had to catch up. I was like, please teach me how to dance. Please.
You know, the funny thing with tap is that if you didn't start out doing tap, you actually don't know it's hard. And you're just going along and having a great time. The first time I tapped, I was 18 years old, and I wound up the lead in the chorus. It was the one and only chorus things I really ever did in my life, and it was to help somebody out because they were short dancers. And he was like, oh, great, and shoves me up front. I had no idea that what I was doing was tough until afterwards when everybody was like, when did you start tap dancing? I was like, I don't know, Thursday?
Well, and, you know, let me look at my calendar.
Yeah, right. And then you know, start taking dance class and tap class, and it's like, holy smoly. Yeah. Wait a minute. You know, how do you do these things? You know,
well,
so it is.
Because of it, I learned the tricks first. My first thing, I was like, teach me how to do that pullback thing that you did. That's for that 4 sound. So I learned the tricks first and then learned that, oh, I can do the tricks. Everything else kind of came after. So I think, I don't know, I think that helped in a way.
It does.
I didn't have to, like, work up to them. I was like, I'll just try this first and then go back later.
You know what? That's my daughter when she started playing guitar and was, you know, doing the bar chords first. And my brothers were like, man, if you got that, she's like, anything else was, she learned it like that, because she started guitar at 24, you know, so you come to things later in life, so you are starting out much younger in life, you know, so we're going to go to the earlier end of life over here with Jackie.
Oh my gosh. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. I feel very honored to be here. Yeah, well, what's so funny is you just said, let's start at the earlier side of life. I was a little bit like Zach, and I started off kind of later. I wasn't 9 when I started dancing. I was incredibly stage fright, and I knew I loved singing, and I knew I loved dancing, and Annie was my favorite musical, and, you know, like all the cliches of every theater kid growing up I had, but I was just so nervous. I just was nervous all the time, and I was very much in my shell, so I watched my sister, my younger sister, go through lots of dance recitals, and me sitting in the audience just wanting to be a part of it, but I was too scared to. So I did a bunch of things, like, growing up. So I did cheerleading and gymnastics and soccer, and I got a black belt in taekwondo and all this random craziness to suppress all of my feelings of wanting to be on stage because I was too afraid. Until finally, I think I was however old you are in 8th grade, 13, I think, and I just came home one day and I said, I'm going to be a dancer, mother. And so I stopped cheerleading and I went and I enrolled in dance class, and the dance teachers were like, oh, she's a little bit old. Like, she doesn't know the basics. She doesn't know what a plié is. And so I did private dance lessons for a year when I was in 8th grade. I still had never sung, never been in a musical before. And yeah, so then by the time I was a freshman in high school, I had sped up so quickly that I was able to be in the proper dance companies with my age group. So then I was a competition dancer in high school. And then, you know, with my community dance studio, there was a community theater that was attached. So I was like, hey, maybe I want to be in a musical that has dancing in it. Turns out, like, I could sing too. And there thank you. But yeah, and so then I got connected. I'm from Athens, Georgia, originally. So I grew up near the University of Georgia, and college professor who teaches vocal pedagogy there heard me in a show. I think I was 15, and I was playing Sandy in Grease, and I was scared out of my mind. I didn't know what I was doing, and I'd love to see those tapes, but he came and saw that production, and he said that you have a lot of natural gifts, so let's hone them in. So I studied opera for 3 years in high school, which lends to my, because my home base is this show, Anything Goes is Golden Age singing, and yeah, so then I looked at my mom senior year of high school and was like, I want to study musical theater. And they were like, great. So, yeah, so then I went to Texas Christian University in Fort Worth, Texas, and got my BFA in musical theater. And I love the Dallas-Fort Worth scene. It's a wonderful theater scene. So I got to dabble, you know, from 18 to 22, I got to dabble in equity and professional theater in Dallas. And so most of us from our program come out with an equity card or EMC point. So the move to New York was very easy and seamless, getting able to be seen for auditions and stuff like that up here. So then I moved to New York in 2016. So it honestly hasn't been very long. Wow. It's been about my 2-year anniversary is this fall.
Wow.
So I've been very lucky to be a working actor up here for 2 years, and it's been wonderful, and I can't see myself leaving anytime soon. So that's kind of my story.
Well, you know, and I'm going to say, as somebody who's been around the WBT for decades, welcome, because this is such an amazing family, and Zach can attest to it. That when you click in here, because they do such a myriad of amazing shows, and it is, it's just a wonderful place to perform.
It is.
They're great people to work with and for, you know, so I'm really looking forward to seeing as you evolve into other roles here.
Thank you so much. Yes, I was honored enough to see Sister Act here before with Zach and Michael, who plays Irma, and we had a great time.
So it was a great show.
Yeah.
We shared them last production.
So fun. So yes, I do. I feel very lucky to be included in the fam.
Yeah. And now we will segue over to...
No!
Remember George M. Cohan?
No. Oh, it's so much cooler than us.
No, it's like ancient history. I'm going like, oh my gosh, it seems so long ago thinking about all that stuff.
Yeah.
But because now I have kids probably your age or older who are actors and doing this. So it's like I feel one generation removed already from whatever it is I did. But I came from a performing family. We grew up in a small town in Indiana, and we're lucky enough to have a really strong community theater and music department. And I didn't start dancing until I was 15, I think it was, and I was lucky enough to take from an ex-vaudevillian, like a man.
That's
they had a dance
so
studio
good.
In Marion, Indiana, and so I took tap from a guy and just all feet, you know, so I was like, that's all I want to do, just the feet. And then you start going like, oh, I should have been in ballet all those years. I don't know what to do with my arms.
What do I do?
Yeah, so I was really lucky that way. I have, you know, siblings who are still, a brother who's worked here and has done a bunch of Broadway shows, and we write together and still work together a fair amount, and a sister who's a choreographer, lives in California. So we just kind of grew up doing music. You know, we're also musicians, so it's like I've always bounced around between acting and musical directing and writing and orchestrating and whatever I can do to buy socks, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Socks are important.
And you know what? On that note, we're going to take this quick commercial break, just pause, say thanks to all of our fabulous sponsors, and we'll be back here with some of the cast members from Anything Goes at the Westchester Broadway Theater. You'll hear them playing us off in the background as they're rehearsing.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits. And to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in 4 colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it.
But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANNACARATURO-KIND campaign. Thank you.
And we're back. And again, we can hear them in the background. It's so much fun. I love doing this in between the shows. We've been doing this, Tracy and I, this is the second time that we've come between matinee and evening performance. And they're usually rehearsing. They're doing an understudy rehearsal.
They're doing Little everything Shop right
else.
Now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, this is
true.
Is
that what we're doing tonight?
It was a surprise.
Yeah, nobody told you, but you're Mushnick and you're Seymour.
And wait, suddenly green, right? You know, somewhere that's green. You can do it. You're right there.
Fair
it right
fine,
in.
It's fine.
Exactly. So I want to go back to your vaudevillian connection
Gail
there.
Gail Tetereau is his name. So, yeah, I was lucky enough to... Just, we did whatever we were. There was so much more free time, it seemed, in India. Like, with my kids, and we were like, they never seemed to have free time. But we were, like, taking piano lessons, taking dance. I took guitar. I took my art classes. I took roller skating classes. I'm like, where was all this time? But I like being versatile and doing all that stuff. So, and then my sister, Joan, my brother, Jim, who's still an actor, and I all went to Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, musical theater majors at different times. But so we had sort of a long run of it there, and that was a great learning opportunity.
It's a great program.
Yeah, it is.
And
it was also, we were versatile. We were allowed to be versatile at that time. I think BFAs started to become much more, you know, you can't step out of your major. But so I was lucky enough to be like a piano minor and got to take music classes and still benefit from the performing stuff. But same thing, I always sang, but I wasn't like a singer. And it wasn't until, I don't know, I was 20 or 21 that my voice kind of clicked, and I was, all of a sudden, because I never played any young people in college even. I was always the, because I had a receding hairline even then. I was like, you're going to be Lord Brockhurst, and you're going to be Gladhand. So I came to New York thinking I was going to be playing character men. And so it was kind of nice then to start making that transition to more juvenile parts.
Tell us a little bit about Eli Whitney, because he's such a fun role.
Well, here's a funny thing. So I did Anything Goes twice as a youth. I think I was 18 or something, and I'd done it twice. I don't even remember my character being in the show. That's what I was paying attention to. Just tap dancers and girls. So that's all I was looking at.
Right.
So I was like, Eli Whitney, was he even in this?
Yeah. Right. He was.
I don't know,
he actually
what
was.
To do with it.
I have to say, it's not as big. This version is actually better for your part.
Eli Whitney was. I just mug it up a lot. Maybe that's
it, too.
Jeez, he's an idiot.
But he didn't I don't think he had as much to do in the 60s version. He didn't have the little song or anything. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That little cheer moment in your cabin and all that.
If somebody found a trunk in Peru, Indiana, and said, let's take that song and give it to Eli. Eli Whitney. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just there's so many references to him being drunk and blind. And I'm like, well, and then I'll try to make my hair funny to get laughs with hair.
You did a great job with your hair. Thanks so much. Your hair is awesome, though. Yeah, I'm really sorry that we're on the radio so that we can't show you the
it's
hair.
So it's so full. He's got so much hair.
And it's sticking straight up. And
actually, can't remember your hair before this. Like, yeah, in rehearsals, wasn't it?
Keep it like this.
This is the new look.
Yeah, my kids will be like, Dad.
Hey, you know what? I am in that firm commitment of living long enough to embarrass my kids.
Oh, that started.
Oh, yeah, I know, me too. Trust me. Yeah. It's our reward.
Yeah. I just embarrassed Christopher last weekend. It's all good.
Right. See, aunties get to do it, too.
Yeah.
You know, we have that, you know, time in life. So, with this run, what are you finding as the show is evolving for you? You know, because you do so many different shows a week, and while you still have the same things to do, there's that evolution, you know, as you gain more and more confidence and comfortability in the skin of the character that you're in.
Right.
So how has it been for you? We're going to start with our lovely lady, Jackie.
Well, I think this answer goes for most of the cast as well, but I believe we're finding, and I'm finding, timing to be something that's explored more and more, because at the lovely Westchester, we don't have the longest of rehearsal time, and which is great. Like, I'm all for a shorter rehearsal time than longer, but I think with a period show like this, and it's very musical comedy, like Tin Pan Alley on after that era, and so timing was so important with the style of comedy with this show, and I feel like each week we're finding how to make a beat funnier or make a moment funnier by figuring out and fine-tuning the timing of the show. So for me, that's definitely, I think, the thing that is good with this long run, is we're really figuring out how to flesh out an older piece of theater. So that's,
especially with an audience, the audiences get on board immediately and are laughing, and you're adjusting your timing, and other times it's like, we'll just keep pushing through.
Sometimes you wait for a joke that happened in the show before.
Go, go, go.
All right, moving on.
Go.
Right.
That little cricket in the background.
Right.
That happened to us once. We were doing Godspell one time, and we had this inside cast joke in our Jesus did it one time, and all you saw were nine little gospel clowns laughing. We were supposed to be frozen, and we were all bouncing on the stage, and it was like cricket, 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 as he got hit with the tomato, because it just fell so flat.
There's that unwritten rule that if the musicians laugh, cut it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the worst is when you do a show like that, and it's like you get off stage, and it's 10 minutes earlier than it usually is, because nobody laughed, and you just kept going, and it's like, oh my God, that was horrible.
I've heard stories about Japan being like that, because they don't applaud.
Right.
Right, so there's no applause, a number ends.
Yeah.
And then they applaud at the end of the show.
Oh.
Well, also, I toured through Japan, and they do subtitles on the sides of the stage, because they write vertically there. And so they do subtitles on the sides, so they would laugh, like, very quietly, but, like, 5 seconds after we said the line in English, because they would be reading at a different rate than we were speaking as well. So it was really interesting to try to time that out.
Did you have to hold? Like, would you...
You know, we kind of powered through. But there were laughs, but it was just at different times. And they laughed at different things.
But did you know, like, okay, this is going to get a laugh, and so we have to hold...
We were there for 2 weeks. I think we were just confused for the first week and a half, and then the last couple of shows, we kind of got a
rhythm. And I guess if they're reading anyway, you don't really have to hold for laughs, because it's not like they're going to miss the next thing.
Right, because they weren't understanding us anyway. Right. But you know, so they were it was more of a book with pictures.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's more like a delay on TV or radio
for
or something.
Sure. But that's interesting.
I so wish we had some recordings from... Do any of you have any recordings that you can send us? Because believe me, we would love to be playing them throughout
I
this.
I sent something of me as a youth.
As a youth?
did you send me a recording?
I think I did.
Okay.
I can find
some. And we have a couple of things with Zach on YouTube, so we're going to see if we can,
I do have trouble pulling
them into
off a video.
The MP3s.
I'm not the best sound editor yet. So
you know,
I can
MP3s. Send something from West Side, maybe.
Yeah, I did hear Maria on there, and if you have the MP3 of that, I would love that.
I think I do.
Okay, yeah.
There's
a
CD in the lobby of Midlife the Crisis musical that my brother Jim Walton and I wrote. That features Kevin Parisot.
Oh, nice.
Really?
He's in our show, but he's also on the recording. So.
Oh, brilliant. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, well, wait a minute. We may be having another matinee Monday in the works over here, you know?
You did send me audio, Bob. I didn't even catch it when I looked.
See, this is the beauty of live radio. And Tracy and I are continually flying by the seat of our pants, and is what makes the show fun, because you're all growing with us. You know, so believe me, we're going to be putting these songs in and interspersing them into this interview over here, because... Perfect. You know, it is so much fun to share you guys. And Anything Goes goes till the beginning of September 8th, 914-592-2222. It's one of my favorite phone numbers ever and one of the handful of phone numbers I always remember. And it's BroadwayTheater.com.
Yes. Bob, do you want to quickly then, since I do have the song, I think we all know what Maria from West Side Story is, but do you want to give us a little kind of intro to the song?
The song? Yeah. So I was just remembering, I did a show, my first show in New York was an off-Broadway thing called Preppies, which was written by Gary Portnoy, did the music, who wrote the theme song to Cheers, and so we thought, like, this is going to be a big hit. It wasn't so much, but what I was chuckling about is, like, your listeners and these kids here, I transferred it from vinyl to digital, so you'll hear pops and cracks and stuff the old days when there used to be pops and cracks.
Oh, I love it.
Vinyl.
When there used to be real stuff in music.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just a song. It's called Gonna Run. It's a pretty little song.
Cool. Good. So we'll definitely be sharing.
Pops and cracks will be amusing.
The pops and cracks will be great. That'll excite me. I also started on vinyl. So.
Yes.
Why not?
Gonna tune out the music, take off the black tie, and leave all the gold things there on the tray. Gonna give back the name that this life laid upon me. Gonna make up a new name, gonna run far away. Gonna run for a long time. Gonna run to a new town. Gonna run with the stranger I've become. Gonna run for a long time. Gonna run to a new town. Far away from the world I'm running from. They taught us the good life, sails ever smoothly. Be proud of your families, they're noble and strong. But all of a sudden, their lessons can't help me. The rules aren't the same now, 'cause I don't belong.
But again, you know what? We are so thankful because, you know, this is a long show and it's a lot. There's a lot going on. Such wonderful dancing. I love tap dancing. And I have to give a big shout out to your ensemble.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's awesome. What I had actually, I had invited one of the ensemble to come and talk to us, too, just because I was so respectful of the work that they did in this show. And all those transitions in and out of the scenes were so beautiful and brilliant.
Really. And Richard Stafford, too. I think he did an amazing job with such a short process getting all that dancing.
Exactly.
Direct and choreographed. Exactly. This big of a show. Yeah. One of the time is incredible.
One of the angels was just one of those chorus people that you couldn't take your eyes off throughout the show. So that I had invited her to talk to us. I'm really sad that she had to be in this, but we can hear them in the background.
Yeah. That's right. That's our background music as we're doing this.
She's playing a Miss Harcourt right
now.
Yes.
Understudy
rehearsal.
From Miss Harcourt.
Yeah. That's I told you. Right. That's what I thought. Yeah.
You know, but I encourage all of you in this. You know, New York, Connecticut, Jersey, you know, it's not that far. And this is such an untapped
And unlike Broadway, you can park here.
Talent.
You can park here. That's a big one.
Free
parking.
Fabulous food. And
yeah, the food
a
is
Broadway
great.
Show. You are coming to see a Broadway show. This is not, you know, three steps from good community theater. This is as professional as you are going to get in a phenomenal atmosphere. There's not a bad seat in the house.
There isn't.
You can hear in every section, and you're going to have the opportunity to just see an amazing cast in a wonderful show. So I thank you. We thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having
us. And you know
us.
What? Do you guys have websites? Is there any way for people to follow you, ladies first?
Oh, yes, yes.
Please.
I have a website.
Good.
It's very, very long and descriptive. No, it's just Jackie-Ray.com. And I have some videos and stuff up there.
And Ray is R-A-Y-E.
R-A-Y-E, yes.
Right.
Yes. A little different.
ZachTrimmer.com. Easy. No hyphen. And Zach is with an H.
I don't have my own, and my agent is always yelling at me about that. You can check out midlifethecrisismusical.com.
Yes.
And there's links to other stuff.
And as long as all these links have been sent to me, they'll be up on the show page and the blog page connected to the show.
All right, so we want to thank you all again
for
taking the time to come and share with us. It was our pleasure.
Yes, so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you for seeing the show.
And so I am going to say for all of us, thank you so much for being here. Tracy will get you up to date on what's going to be happening because we have so many amazing shows coming up and phenomenal guests. We have some great products that we're going to be sharing and our Healthy Habits Corner is going on and just so many different things happening here at Word of Mom Radio. So we thank you all for tuning in. I'm going to turn it over to Tracy and she'll fill you in on what's happening. So everybody, thank you so much for being here. And for me, you know, go out and create a marvelous you.
Thank you so much for listening to our special Matinee Monday on a Tuesday. Life has been pretty incredible lately and lots of really great stuff happening, but I seem to be having very bad car karma of late, and I won't get into the details, but I left my house to go into Manhattan Saturday for an evening with Julia and friends through G Squared Productions. I was reading in three of the six plays that were presented that evening, and I had some issues and didn't get back home until late Monday night. And I was working out of a friend's house and thought I would be able to edit the audio for the show from there, and I just wasn't able to do it. So I hope you enjoyed this. We had so much fun talking to Bob and Zach and Jackie from Westchester Broadway Theater's Anything Goes, and the show is really fantastic. So really think about going there. I also want to give a shout out to another show that's opening up this week. My good friend, Darius Jernigan, is involved in a play called Forbidden. It's going to be playing at the 13th Street Repertory Theater, which is at 50 West 13th Street in New York City. Tickets are on sale at Brown Paper Tickets. There's actually a ton of performances. They're having two previews this week, Wednesday and Thursday. August 8th and 9th at 7:30 p.m. And then the official opening is Friday, August 10th at 7:30 p.m. There are two shows Saturday, August 11th, a matinee at 1:30 and an 8 p.m. show. That's the one that I'm planning to go to, Saturday, August 11th at 8 p.m. Sunday, August 12th, there's a 4 p.m. matinee. And then there are also performances every night the following week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 13th through the 17th, all at 7:30 p.m. Aside from my great friend Darius, the cast consists of Roo Starr and Rick Charles Mueller. The show is directed by Alexander Weijin. And the show is also written by Rick Charles Mueller. And it looks like it's going to be a really great show. Please check it out. I want to wrap things up and remind you to please be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. Remember that together we can all make a difference and be the best you that you can be and make today a great day. And remember, women should feel empowered to do what they want to do the thing that they love, to be the bold, brave, strong, true woman. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave.
Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.